stop at a gas station. There she argued with the driver, then jumped in the driver's seat and took off. Police stopped the taxi 30 minutes later to find a woman and her child in the back seat, having no idea the cab they hailed was actually being stolen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, CA. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us. You have no clue. And still you tell us what to do. Don't know you or what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. In Jefferson state of mind, carved from lessons we all learned through time. To my new state, I will always be true. She will shine in the red, white, and blue. It's really better off this way. The welfare you won't have to pay. You keep your royal pedigree. All we're asking is set us free. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning. I love that song. Old Mike Smith, he's pretty talented. He put that together for us. Good morning. This is Wynn with the State of Jefferson, and we're happy to be rolling here this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning in Jefferson. And I've got a new partner with me for the day, Mr. Chris Kellstrom. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Wynn, and good morning, Jeffersonians.
And we've got Mr. Bob Martin, who always tries to keep us out of trouble. It'll probably be easier today since Terry's not here, so it'll probably be a little easier on you, huh, Bob?
Indeed, Wynn.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, Bob.
We've got Chris here today.
I'm not relaxing yet.
I see your fingers on the button.
Always being prepared.
Right, you are. Well, it's good to have you here today, Chris.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, well, we want to get started on this, but first of all, I want to remind everybody that we have a meeting tonight, and it's our phone conference that we have on every other Sunday night. And tonight is the Sunday, and so you're invited to call into the Jefferson Conference call at 7 p.m., and the phone number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And then the access code, once you're prompted in the menu, the access code is 307-268-pound or hashtag. Again, 307-268-pound or hashtag. And once you get into the call, you can, you know, hear what's going on. You can't participate as far as speaking unless you've been unmuted. And that's typically done for the people who are going to be sharing the information. But the other part is you can go to soj51.net and go to the website there. Or Yes, excuse me, go to the website and then go to the meetings and the calendar, actually. And then in the meetings, you can find the calendar. And then for today's date, click on that date. And then you'll see that the meeting is there. And then click on the chat room. And it'll take you right into the chat room. And then you can have dialogue on the computer with what's going on in the meeting. Ask questions and see what people are talking about in the chat room while you're listening on the phone. And it's pretty good and pretty effective because then it gets people having dialogue all the way through the process. So you can possibly get your questions answered. Ask questions of the moderators, and they'll do their best to get those questions answered. So, again, the number is 712-770-4114, access code 307-268, pound or hashtag, and then go to soj51.net. So hopefully we'll see you there tonight.
And they do a real good job in the chat room for you have questions, you bring them up there. They monitor all those, and they bring those questions up. So you can talk amongst yourselves, get questions answered in the chat room by on its own. Or, like I say, everybody monitors that chat room real easy. So as the conference calls goes on, there will be somebody in there to say, hey, this question just came up in the chat room, and there will be somebody there to answer it. So it's a pretty neat thing.
That's right. Also tonight, we will be talking about the Shasta County and Tehama County combo. We had a fundraiser last month, and so we will be talking about the funds and how much we earned from that event. We'll talk about that tonight, so we'll let everybody know that. And then also with donations, we're seeking donations as we always are, so we can keep going with our court case. And keep in mind, we're paying for the court costs. It does cost a lot of money to have a court case go before the courts that we're going to be going through before, and it's going to cost a lot of money. It's not just so much paying the attorney fees. That is a very small part of it. The big cost is all the copying and then the professional witnesses and all that other stuff that comes with it. And so those are hard fixed costs that we absolutely have to pay. And as moral and ethical people that are trying to get our sovereign state where we need to be, we need to do that. It's our responsibility to do that. So with that, you can always send check, money, order, or cash to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073. Or you can go to the GoFundMe account, and you'll find Shasta County on there. Jefferson on there. Jefferson GoFundMe. And so it's State of Jefferson is what it is. And then you'll find on the PayPal account, you can do the same thing. You can donate through that. So we have three options in which to donate. And they all work out very well, and they're great to transition to the account and making it easier for everybody, depending on your comfort level on how you want to do it. So we encourage everybody to do that as much as and as often as possible. And so let's see, anything else we have? We will be having a couple folks call in here a little bit. Terry G should be calling in a moment. She's going to explain what's going on with the run for Jefferson. And so we'll have that talked about. And then we'll be moving forward with what's really going on with that per county. And everybody's going to be talking about, she'll be talking about some of the, the counties that are going to be hosting the runner as he goes through each one of the counties. And so that'll be kind of cool to see, see what kind of coverage we get with that, from the Jeffersonians, putting it out on Facebook or email or whatever, and just seeing what's going on and seeing how they're participating. And we challenge everybody to do that. So it'll be fun to see how that goes. Also, we'll have Mark will be calling in pretty soon, and we'll be having a good discussion with him as well. And then Sally's going to wrap it up at the very end, and she's got a couple of good things that she wants to share with us as well. So there you go.
I think Sally's going to call in later on and talk about some of the meetings that you can go to for Jefferson. So we'll just hit on that real quick here, and then we'll let Sally back clean up on it. But if you're in Shasta County and you're interested in learning more about Jefferson, you can come to 3276 Bocelli Lane every Monday night at 5:30. We have two Jefferson groups that meet there. One of them will be with me, so if you have questions, you're new to Jefferson, you want to know where we're at, what we're doing, how we're getting there, the history of the Jefferson movements, come on down to 3276 Bocelli Lane, and you'll have me as your teacher. So I will answer all your questions, tell you what we're doing, and then we also have another meeting at the same place, same time. It's in another room, and that's our core Jefferson people here in Shasta County. And they go over, which basically, like Wynn just said, we have to pay for this lawsuit. So the most important thing we're doing right now is fundraising. So they talk about fundraising and working different booths. And, we still collect signatures, but that's not the most important thing right now. It's the fundraising. So our core Jefferson group will be talking about that. But if you're new to Jefferson, come on down, 5:30 Monday nights, 3276 Bocelli Lane, and get your questions answered. Learn what's going on.
And Chris does a stellar job. I just want to put that out there. He doesn't toot his own horn, but I'm going to toot the horn for him. He does a great job. He answers all the questions. He's got all the facts that that he's learned and that he's experienced, and he knows what's going on. And it's really nice to see the light go on for a lot of the new folks that come in when they come in with no expectation, or maybe they have a certain expectation, but they learn the truth. They find out what's really going on and how it's happening. And it's really nice to see that because they're embracing it. They're understanding what's going on. And when they walk out the door, and they understand that they know a lot more than everybody else out there that assumes that they know what's going on. So they understand what's really going on, and they're going to be our voice all the way out through the rest of the county. So it's good to have that, and I appreciate you doing that, Chris. I know it's a big time commitment, but we truly do appreciate you doing that.
Well, thanks, Wynn. I appreciate the compliment, and you're right. The light going on in people's eyes, that is all the payment necessary, because I love talking to new people. I love them seeing that, you know, we are very serious about this. We've covered every base there is. And, you know, the most gratifying moments is when I get somebody new in my class and I explain to them what's going on. And then a week or two later, I see them in the other group. And then maybe a week or so after that, you know, I'll run into them at a booth. One of my new gals was at a gun show a couple weeks after I'd first talked to her. And another guy, Garrett, who's still around, he was in my new class. And then next thing you know, he's working shows and he's our backup audio visual guy. I mean, it's just awesome. It's awesome to get new people involved and, you know, love to see that light come on their eyes.
That's right. Okay, we have a caller this morning, and so we're going to go to Nick. Hey, Nick, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I understand the cap and trade passed and it's being extended to 2030. Is that true?
Well, we're going to have somebody talking about that in a few moments, and I believe you're right.
Well, you know, I was reading where Jerry Brown suspended the fire tax so he could get some rhino Republicans to vote for that.
Doesn't surprise me.
You know, the key word there is suspended.
Yes, that means it'll come back.
That's right. And who gives him the power to just suspend taxes at his will?
Well, who gave him the power to install it?
Well, you've got a point there, but it just seems awfully fishy and ridiculous to me. You know, I see all the taxes California has that don't seem legal to me. You know, taxation on taxation. When you go buy a set of tires, you have a federal excise tax. And if you look at your receipt, you're paying California sales tax on that federal excise tax. And I believe some of these taxes that are out there maybe need to be brought to the attention of some people that are kind of wavering on supporting Jefferson. If they knew how they were getting hosed down, they might be more willing to back us up on our side.
So you're saying there's a tax on a tax?
Yes.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, look that up.
Double dip in there a little bit, huh?
You know, and it's not going to be long. You know, they're trying to attack Proposition 13. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm paying too many property taxes now for the service I'm getting.
Right, right. And that's the thing, too. Do people understand what Proposition 13 really is? You know, that's your property tax. And it's suspended at 13, voted in by the voters, to keep it low so people can afford it. It's anywhere from 1 to possibly 2%. And depending on the CPI of what happens with the consumer price index, and that's evaluated annually. And the reason I know that is I used to work in the assessor's office, and I was an appraiser, and those are the numbers we had to use as the basis in order to evaluate and value properties.
I believe what Prop 13 also did is when you bought your house, say, you know, in the 70s when it was $40,000, and 30 years later it's worth $200,000, you're still paying the property taxes on the $40,000. They don't increase it every year as the value goes up.
But they do. But it does go up to 1 to 2%. That's what I was saying. That's part of the 13. And see, that it holds it there at that value. You're right, at the base value. If you paid $40,000, you're paying the taxes on that. Plus, the next year it'll be up to 1% to 2%. But they can't go to the current market value.
They can't
value.
Double it, right.
That's
overnight.
The big thing. Is like if you bought it at $40,000, now it's worth $200,000, you're not going to be paying it at a $200,000 rate. And that's what people really need to understand, because if they take 13 away, then it goes to the current market value. Then that $40,000 house is now going to be paid at maybe $200,000 or $300,000. You just never know. And that's the scary part.
Well, if it's 1% of the appraised value, you take that $40,000 house. Your base property right is bill is $400 plus assessments and school bonds.
Correct.
If it zooms up to $400,000, you're talking about $4,000.
That's correct.
Property tax.
That's correct. Annually.
And I recall when Proposition 13 was passed, I had just barely become a homeowner, and I was working in logging with some older guys, and I asked them what they thought about it. And they told me that their property tax bill was almost as big as their home mortgage payment.
Hmm.
And it was moving people out of their homes. They couldn't afford to live in their homes.
Right. Yeah, it's a scary thought.
You know, another thing I wanted to mention is a year or so ago, I talked to Tom Bozinko, and I asked him why we didn't have tent cities here, being we don't have any jail space. And he said it's against the law in California.
Really?
Yes, that was his exact words. And, you know, it wouldn't be against the law in Jefferson unless we made it that way.
That's right.
But if there's anybody that doesn't believe that we need a tent city or more jail space, I would recommend them go on the Internet and get on Reading Crime 2.0. It will open up your eyes to the crime that's going on right here in our community that isn't reported by our local newspaper, if you want to call them that.
Yeah. It's so sad, because then there are so many more victims out there than people are aware of.
Oh, my gosh. There's carjackings. There's people getting beat up for no reason. There's transients going out into the street at stoplights and begging money and banging on cars if they don't get it.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Nick, I know you're a big fan of the Record Searchlight, and I was actually having an online discussion with one of their editors, and I mentioned the fact that you know, they don't print any of these crimes, and they don't have a crime log or anything else, and her comments were, well, you know, there would be so much that they would fill the paper with it, and they just couldn't do it. And, you know, some guy had piped in that, yeah, there wouldn't be enough trees in the forest to print their crime log in Reading every single day if they were to print all the crimes.
Isn't that something? And they leave us in the dark as to what's going on. You know, even I always loved to go to Shasta County mugshots. Boy, that opened up your eyes. You could see these people, their mugshots, and see their crime they were charged with, not the crime they dropped 6 or 8 charges and pled guilty to a misdemeanor. And it was scary.
Wow. It is scary, and you're right. Those are great resources that you just mentioned for people to go and log in and check out and see what's going on and have their eyes opened as well. That's a great source.
Hey, Nick, I think we're going to have to go to a break, so we're going to go to a break, and you go read that paper. So you.
Well, you know, the thing is, old Carol Ferguson, she's a bleeding heart liberal, and she can pick and choose the letters to the editor that she wants printed. And the same with the comments. She'll take off comments she doesn't like. And it's just a shame what a left-leaning, one-sided newspaper this has turned into.
You're absolutely right.
I hope you guys have a great day, and I'm always happy to talk to you.
You too, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Take care.
Goodbye.
All righty, folks, we're going to go to our first break. The time has come for 51.
Yeah, we burned through half the show pretty quick.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming 3 states instead of one. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Hey, we've got Terry Girardi on the line.
Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Good morning, Wynn. Good to talk to you.
You too. So I hear you have a little story for us. We got a runner who's going to be doing some running here pretty soon?
Yes, we do. In fact, next Saturday, the runner, his name is Hervé Leconte. He is from El Dorado County. He's a French citizen, French native. However, did get a citizenship in 2000, and big supporter of Jefferson, and came to us last year and offered to run 500 miles over 12 days through 15 counties to draw attention to Jefferson. And I'm pleased to say that's already started with news stories breaking in the various counties, and is being contacted by some national news media and even one over in Paris. So on Saturday, the 29th, he will begin his first leg of the run in Sonora.
He'll arrive
about 8 a.m. He'll proceed down 49, stopping in Angels Camp, to then Jackson, where he will stay overnight, and most of the counties are providing lodging for he and his wife also. And the next day he'll go on to El Dorado County, where we will be having a big celebration and rally at the Veterans Memorial Building right next to the county fairgrounds. We're going to be having hot dogs, we have live music, and so it's going to be a great welcome for him as we wish him well onto his next stop, which will be in Auburn. The full itinerary is available on the Jefferson Messenger, which was just published yesterday. So any subscribers, check your emails. And also, I will be on the conference call tonight. So if anybody would like more details as far as time of arrival in the various counties and locations, you can get on the chat room, or you can always get in contact with me and also the county committees in the 15 counties. We now have 2017 souvenir buttons available for the run, and those were designed by Leah Zollner in Calaveras County and Jack Parsons in El Dorado County. And as well, we have pledge forms. In El Dorado, we're nearing $1,000 that has been pledged or donated in lump sums, all going to the State of Jefferson Formation Legal Fund. Each county has the pledge forms, and we are hoping that everybody will get on board. You can donate so many dollars per mile or just a lump sum to support Herve and his stance on liberty and the state of Jefferson. So anyway, that's pretty much that in a nutshell. It's very exciting.
Well, that sounds like a lot going on.
yeah, it is. It's been fun doing the logistics of all this, but I'm happy to say I've gotten to know a lot of nice people, great people in each of the counties who are coordinating this.
You know, that's the beauty of it, too. I'm sorry, Chris, but that's the beauty of this, too, is that when you start coordinating a project that goes throughout the counties and you need to contact them, you end up finding out that you have brothers and sisters in arms out there that are wonderful people, and they're going to do whatever it needs to be done to get the project done. Go ahead, Chris.
Right,
sorry about that.
Right.
Hey, Terry, speaking of those people in the different counties, I was supposed to call you, so when this show is over, if you're going to be around, I'm going to give you a call. This is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm going to be your contact for Shasta County.
Yes, right. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And I will be around all day today.
Okay.
So I'll feel free to call me.
Give you a call in about half an hour.
Okay, good. When I did want to insert one more thing.
Sure.
As we mentioned, 15 of the counties are the host counties for this event. But those other counties, and some are very close to the host counties, I would encourage anybody, if they can travel over to the other neighboring counties and line even the routes, be aware when he's coming through certain areas and, you know, get out there, give them a wave, cheer them on. That'll be great. Also, it would increase the crowds, too, at the various staging areas.
Now, I have a quick question. Is mm-hmm. anybody going to be coordinating his travels so that – I'm not coordinating, but tracking. So, like, you know, kind of like NORAD, you know, when all the kids get on the website for to see when Santa Claus is going to be coming into their neighborhood, so
oh,
to speak.
Oh, right, yeah.
Are we going to be able to do that, like, through Facebook or some other format where people can kind of pass
it? Not that I'm aware of, and I'm the last person you want to ask that question, being technically impaired.
Oh,
so I leave it out to those out there that know all that type of mechanism, technology more than I.
Okay.
And it would be welcomed, of course.
Yeah. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to know, okay, he's, you know, crossing from one county, he's crossing the border from one county to the next, you know, something like that or
right,
what
right.
have you. You know, now he's in this town or whatever. That
right.
way people can see when and where he's showing up.
Yeah. The beauty of Herve is he's pretty much been able to give us the ETAs.
Right.
He's made a time of arrivals.
Okay.
At all the staging areas and in the evening as well. And each county coordinator will have access to Julie, his wife, who will be in the car, always following ahead of him, not behind him, as some people think.
Okay.
And so they will also be able to call her, and they'll have a pretty good idea of when maybe they're crossing into the next county border or how close they are.
Okay.
So we've worked out that system and have two phone contacts per county for Julie as well.
Perfect. Okay, well, that's good. And that's probably all we need to do then. That's
right,
good. That's
right.
Good. All right. Well, awesome. Well, is there anything else you need to share with us?
No, I not. I just encourage everybody. You know, we know that of course, on Highway 49 is one of the major routes in the south end of the state of Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll be traveling also a lot on 99. He will not be on I-5 whatsoever.
Okay.
So those are areas in particular you can kind of be watchful for. And look, as again, look at the itinerary on the messenger or give us a call tonight on the conference, and we can maybe determine that and kind of fine-tune it a little bit for people.
Okay, perfect. Well, Terry, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, effort, and energy and coming on with us.
Thank you. And have
this.
A good day.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Kimo Sabi. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got 4 locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the 4 locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to make sure everybody knows you can call into the meeting tonight, and if you have more questions about the run and anything else that we've got going on regarding Jefferson, you can call in tonight and listen to what's going on, and again, go to the chat room and ask your questions there on the chat room, and then then the team will be able to answer your questions. So I just wanted to let everybody know that and remind him of that. Good morning, Mark. Do we have Mark Barrett on the line?
Lynn, hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. There's something about cap and trade, and you just love it, don't you?
Say that again, Lynn. I didn't hear you.
A question about cap and trade, and you just love that, don't you?
That's good.
Oh, yeah, cap and trade is really a good idea. That's a way for the government of California to accuse each and every one of its citizens of being an agent of the death of the world. And if you get out your last nickel, because every single product on Earth touches carbon in some way or some form, either through transportation or manufacturing or just the components of the product itself. So what a cool thing when government can say to itself, the people of this state, the people who formed this government, the people who this government has sworn to serve, are the enemies of the world. And if we tax them to death, then we can save the world, although the people might not make it because they'll be broke and gone. But we'll have saved the world, and the people we've sworn to support will be the enemies of the state.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? What a taxable moment when everything you touch and everything you do is taxable because it's made out of carbon. That's some bad news for Jerry. What does he think plants eat?
Yeah.
If they don't eat CO2, then they die. Carbon contributes to the greenery of the world. And I wonder if Jerry learned in high school biology what plants exhale, because they exhale oxygen. There have been times in this planet when there were 10 times as much carbon, 100 times as much carbon in the air, and plant life flourished. If there was no carbon in the air, there would be no plant life, because that's what plants eat. That's what plants are made of. So does Jerry propose to outlaw plant life and outlaw plant respiration and outlaw all of those things? And in the world that Jerry Brown and CalPile has engineered, well, what is the carbon footprint of a catastrophic wildfire due to the prohibition of mechanical thinning and logging when we only harvest 4% of the annual growth in California every year? What is the carbon footprint of a catastrophic wildfire that encompasses hundreds of thousands of acres and burned down people's houses? You know, I just wonder, you know, I know the people in Jefferson are awake, and I thank guys like you, Chris, for doing the things that you're doing, and Wynn, you have so many jobs, and Terry Girardi and all of the people who are supporting this. You know, they're awake, but we got to reach the rest of California, because you're being persecuted by the government you elected to serve you. And they're taking your money, they're taking your liberty, and in the end, they'll take your life. I mean, what is life worth living if you're chained to the table 5 feet from your house because you can't afford gasoline, you can't afford to travel, you can't afford an automobile, you can't afford any of the products that you're being taxed for? Carbon taxes are the most torturous taxes on the planet because they target the people who can least afford to pay them. Is everybody in California okay with that? Or when are the rest of you going to stand up and join us to defeat the evil in Sacramento?
Wow. That's a chunk. That's an elephant we need to take one bite at a time at, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have opened that door. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to have to... You know, the torrent come out. But I kind of can't help it. I mean, I just look at these things and I think, you know, do people realize the scam that's being perpetrated on them? Is anybody with a brain that sits there and looks at that says, hey, wait a minute, you're targeting me. And I've done nothing but pay taxes to Sacramento and act in a legal manner and try to raise my family, and I'm being targeted for that.
I think if people just knew the amount of tax on a gallon of gasoline in this state, I mean, you know, when it's $1.69, $1.79 across the rest of the United States and we're paying $3 a gallon, I mean, if, you know, average Joe out there filling up his car, you know, and puts 20 gallons in there and it costs him $60 here and it costs him $35 in, you know, Cleveland or Oklahoma, I mean, you know, come on, people, you gotta see this. You got to understand this.
Well, yeah, I mean, Chris, you're right. What would you be doing with the rest of that money? Feeding your family, saving a little for a rainy day, paying your house off, putting money away for your kids' education, putting money away to replace an old appliance you have, or who knows, paint your house or whatever. But no, what you're doing is, because remember, government produces absolutely nothing except misery for the people they're sworn to support. Government does nothing. It produces nothing. It takes money from you, and it gives it to someone else that they think deserves it more than the person that earned it. That's what government does, and that's what the California government has been doing for years, and the debt ship is about to sink. Unless they can come up with a ton more money, and guess who are the only ones they can get it from? You.
Now, I saw something a while back, a couple weeks ago, that California has 33% of the food stamp and or welfare monies for the nation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've read different figures, but depending upon who you read and who you believe, California has 12% of the nation's population and as high as 42% of its welfare cases.
Oh, 42? Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's even better.
So here's what happens. You work for a living and you pay your taxes and you are doing the best you can for your family in a legitimate legal way. And the state is going to take your money and give it to people that they think deserve it more than the person that earned it and who went to school to learn whatever skill it is you have and whatever job you do, and no matter what that job is, because there's honor in all labor. You know, there's honor in the labor of washing dishes in a restaurant, and there's honor in the labor of being a brain surgeon. All honorable lines of work. And the state is going to target you and take your money and give it to people that they think deserve it more than the people that earned it. I mean, how is that okay in anybody's universe?
I've also heard that the state of California has now gone over the tipping point. Over 50% of the population is dependent upon tax dollars, whether it's welfare or social programs or actual government jobs.
California joined 11 other states that now have more people on the dole on welfare or that work for the government than people who work in private industry.
That's not sustainable.
I think, you know, California is always talking about unsustainability. The environment is unsustainable. Well, I got to tell you, California is unsustainable because the minute you put more donkeys in the cart, then you have donkeys pulling the cart. That is a future that is doomed to failure.
Hey, oh, man. That's a great picture.
Can I use that, Mark?
You got a donkey cart, you had 100 donkeys pulling it, and now 99 of them are in the cart and one donkey's pulling it, and that donkey's looking over his shoulder and saying, you know, if I was willing to take $200 less a month, I could jump in the cart with the rest of them.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
I mean, I know Cal Fire guys in Susanville that live in Reno because they hate California. I mean, they work for California's government. They're getting the California paycheck, which, you know, you can't blame them for that. They're doing the job they were trained to do, and a job that's very necessary, by the way. And they're going to get their California pension, which they deserve because they work for it. But they live in Reno because they hate California's government. They hate California's tax structure. They hate California's Second Amendment stance. So they live in a neighboring state. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you walk down Main Street, California, and you ask people, how many of you are okay with your 14-year-old being able to abort her unborn child without your knowledge and permission, and how many of you are okay with unregulated, unfettered, even unknown illegal immigration, how many people would actually say yes to that, even Democrats? I don't think very many. I think maybe we're asking the wrong questions of people. How many of you are okay with slavery and chains to the tax state of California? I don't think very many people, when you isolate them and ask them, how many of you would like 60% of your paycheck to go to the state in one way or another, I don't know very many people that would say yes to that.
Not if they're thinking. That's for darn sure.
I can't imagine it. So, I think what we need to do is we not only need to stay the course, but we need to start finding ways to reach out to our neighbors and our family members in Southern California and ask them, are you okay with a slave state? Because that's where you live.
You know, how did we get here? I mean, has it been in the works for since California began, or did it start happening in the most
you know, the last 100 years? How did we
get... No, it definitely started in around 1898, 1900. That's when the Progressive Era began, and that's when Woodrow Wilson created a society that where the government started to provide things for people.
The Great Society.
And government, yeah, that's right. Well, it actually started, and then Franklin Roosevelt came out with the New Deal, and then Johnson's Great Society, which was just an extension of the New Deal. And what it created was a class of citizens that had great expectations that government would give them everything. And government tried to deliver on that until the tax burden became so high. And now we're saying, well, entitlement programs are the doom of the United States. Well, yeah, but who created those programs? People didn't create them for themselves. Government created them. So what government is saying is we're an abject and utter failure, and we can't serve the people that we told we could give everything to unless we take everything from them. And remember, Thomas Jefferson said, any government big enough to give you everything is also big enough to take it away.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, absolutely right.
Wow. So we as people have to get back in charge of the government we created to serve us. And we have to remind them that it is not their job to take our money and then give it back to other people.
So the number one way to get out from under this burden is to create a new sovereign state that will not allow this kind of garbage to occur.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, our problem is, since we have no representation in California and we have no one that will listen to us, no one, the people are alone in the room because the representatives in Sacramento are not beholden to the people. They're not afraid of the people. They don't care what the people think. Their districts are so big, they can win without campaigning. Incumbents do it all the time in California because lobbyists and corporations pay their campaign costs. And their party receives donations from these corporations and these lobbyists, and they give it to their party members. And their party members don't spend it on campaigning because they don't have to. You look at people like Maxine Waters, who doesn't even live in her district. People don't care. They feel powerless. They feel like their vote doesn't count, and quite frankly, it doesn't count. When you have a United States congressman that represents fewer people than a state senator, your vote doesn't count. You have a state senator with a million constituents. Do you think he cares what you think? Do you think he cares what 1,000 of you think? He doesn't even care what your whole community thinks because it's not enough people to get him out of his chair. Wow. And since we have not the representation to change this legislatively, we're going after him judicially, and we hope to create a situation where we can cause a legislative settlement to a judicial complaint.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and that's a state.
That's a state, and that's what we're working toward. We have been for 3.5 years now. So
I want nothing less than our own state where we can create a constitutional republic that government is absolutely, positively afraid of the people who form that government and are responsive to those people because they will be afraid of losing their jobs every single day.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's the way it should be. Okay, well, great model to look forward to. And, Mark, we really appreciate your time coming on, as usual. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and your passion about what's going on. Truly appreciate it.
My thanks to you guys and Terry Girardi and all of the people who do far more than I do every single day and more people joining every day. Look, let's just keep up the fight. We can't lose if we stand together and stay the course. The time has come for 51. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mark, also please do thank Cindy, your beautiful bride, for allowing us to have you work so hard and diligently with this, and also her support on the backside. We know she's doing
I'm grateful to her every day because I couldn't do any of the things I do without her.
Well, we appreciate her, too. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, we're going to go off to our break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Who can Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And we're back here at 3 minutes till the top of the hour. Before we get to Sally, we wanted to give a shout-out to Signsations. They specialize in custom vinyl banners. You can find Signsations in Reading. Call them at 530-223-9456 or at 530-221-9456. Sign. Gentlemen.
All right. We're ready to go back with, hey, Sally. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that tomorrow night, Monday, at our meeting, that we are going to be showing a documentary called American Standoff. And what it does is it traces the roots of the Bundy family, up to Malheur and the Hammond family, how they got connected with each other, and also what happened on that lonely road in Oregon that night in January. But it's an excellent documentary, and now the Bundy trial is also going on in Nevada. I thought people would like to, if they don't know about it, come get informed. If they think they know about it, they don't, because when I watched this documentary, it was fabulous, and it had so much information in it that I did not know. So I just hope people will come on out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to 3276 Bocelli Lane, and remember, the Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30.
All right. Well, thank you, Sally. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Rally Sally. Happy birthday to you.
And that's for tomorrow night, because Sally's birthday is tomorrow night. And that was not that was not Chris, and that was not
you
me,
guys.
And that was not Bob. So who else would it possibly be? All right. Well, thank you, Sally. Okay, so we're getting ready to wind down here. We're we're good. We have anything else, Chris, you want to share?
No, I think we're good. Again, meeting tomorrow night, 5:30. Come on down there, get your questions answered, and watch a great movie afterwards.
All right, the time has come
for 51.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A horrifying discovery made overnight in the parking lot of a shopping center.
Authorities in San Antonio, Texas say they found 8 dead bodies inside a tractor-trailer truck. Fox News and CNN say authorities found the truck at a Walmart parking lot. San Antonio's police chief tells CNN they discovered the bodies after someone made a phone call to police late Saturday. Authorities tell Fox News they've taken the driver of the rig into custody. Authorities also say they found a total of 38 people inside that trailer. Andrew Stewart, SRN News.
Anthony Scaramucci.